Matthew Mackinich, Cooper Fenrick, Karsten Sadoff, your linebackers, Wyatt James, Ethan Axtell, the defensive backfield. We'll get an early look at the Woolsey Westington offense, and in fact, we'll get a couple look at those offensive, or a couple of those offensive players right here on the opening kick. So Mackinich ready to kick off left to right. The 2024 season ready to get underway, which, by the way, is my 20th season. They'll go onside, and Woolsey Westington will receive it just across midfield. And the Warbirds will get the first look with a shorter field here, as Woolsey Westington will send out Keaton Zomer at center, Ryder Jensen at guard, Colin Hughes, tight end, the other tight end, Sawyer Nelson, Moshe Richmond, Ashton Hill, the wideouts, Caleb Richmond, the quarterback, Peyton Rainford, the running back. Other tight end. And let's see, the other guard here, let's see. Isaiah Sabalier is the left guard. All right, so they'll set up one wide each side. Caleb Richmond from the gun, back to pass, looking right side. He's got a man wide open outside the 30, caught on the right-hand side and down the sideline, and Woolsey Westington will score on the very first play. As Caleb Richmond connects with number two, Peyton Rainford. So the first score will come immediately. 11:48 to play first quarter. 52-yard pass. Richmond to Rainford. Warbirds. So the Woolsey Westington Warbirds will line up for a two-point conversion. Line up with Moshe now at tailback. Caleb will send Hughes in motion left to right. The pitch is to Moshe. Moshe trying to make the right corner. Now cuts it inside. As he's in for two, he is. So Moshe will complete the two-point conversion, and the Woolsey Westington Warbirds lead 12 seconds in, 8-0. Back to Woolsey in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back here to Woolsey, as the Woolsey Westington Warbirds waste no time kicking off the 2024 campaign. 12 seconds in, they lead here 8-0, and Warbirds kicking it away right to left, and kind of a shorter kick received at the 35-yard line, and a little bit of blocking there at the moment, but trying to get to the corner and quickly breaking down. The blockers are the Woolsey Westington Warbird kickoff team, and not much of a return here for Esteline Hendricks. So we'll get a look now at the offense here for the Red Hawks. Braxton Pravacek, the center. Let's see. So we'll get you starters in a moment, as now they line up early from the gun. One man in the backfield, the wing left, couple of receivers left here, as Esteline Hendricks again will open it up a little bit here on the first play. Pass left side, complete. A little bit of blocking there. The pickup is about 7 yards.
6 yard gain on the reception. And number 37, Matthew.
Matt Mackinich. receive in the pass there. So Braxton Probacek, the center, Colton Hofer, Carson Sadoff, the guards, Braxton Jungling, Wyatt James, the tight ends, Ethan Axtell, the wideout, Carson Wrights is the quarterback, Matthew Mackinich, Cooper Fenrick coming out of the backfield, and now Wrights has some problems with a low snap, and they're going to lose five of the six they got on the bad snap. So that'll set up a third and about nine for Woolsey Westington defensively. Isaiah Sabalier, the nose tackle. Sawyer Nelson, Colin Hughes, the defensive ends. Caleb Richmond, cornerback. Peyton Rainford at cornerback. Linebackers Keaton Zomer, Cooper Tim, Moshe Richmond at safety, and Ashton Hill back there at safety as well. Esteline Hendricks trying to convert an early third down, third and nine, their own 40. Motion man left to right, and they will hand it right off to him. Trying to make the corner again and unsuccessfully is number four, Regan Schwartz. Flag on the play here, and the officials will get together after what amounted to about a four-yard gain. And it will be against Esteline Hendricks on the hold, and that'll, will it back them up, or will they just let them go on a fourth down? They will back them up. So the first penalty of the game, a holding call, and the Red Hawks will march back from around the 42, 43-yard line, and now the official will come to the front forefront here and announce the 10-yard penalty. So first penalty of the night is a hold on the Red Hawks. Turns a third and nine into a third and much longer. Around 19 here for the Red Hawks. They need the Woolsey Westington, or just shy of midfield. They need the 48-yard line. 10:15 to play opening quarter. 8-0 Woolsey Westington, an early lead here as they score quickly on the first play of the 2024 season. Here's Wrights from the gun for Esteline Hendricks. Oh, two guys in motion, and that'll be another flag against the Red Hawks. And a little bit of nerves here on the road for Esteline Hendricks. Of course, the season opener, trying to get everything going right early here. And that'll be the second penalty of the game. They'll mark off five more, and it'll turn it into a third and 24. Thanks so much to our area sports sponsors this year. Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Regional Medical Center, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron. And now here is a third and 25. And another bad snap. And Wrights is going to have to jump on top of it at the 15. And they'll lose another 10. So this will make it fourth down, 32 yards to the first down marker with 9:20 to play opening quarter. The Woolsey Westington Warbird defense here has the Red Hawks backed way up and hoping to pick up the football with pretty good field position. Here's the punt by Mackinich, and this one, I don't know if that one was partially affected by the rushers, but it's only going to bounce out to around the 37-yard line. And that's where Woolsey Westington will take over. So the Warbirds, who scored on the first play of the season here on a 52-yard pass, will now start with a field shorter than that. They'll start first and 10 from the Red Hawk 37. Archiver Practic in Huron, Brian Davison State Farm Insurance, Dakota Land Feeds, Real Estate Connection, Graph Electric. All are great sponsors. Woolsey Westington backed up by Onward Woolsey Business Association. We're going to get a heat timeout here, I think, by the officials, or did the Red Hawks take one? Either way, we're going to get a quick break. Back in a minute, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sport.
And, of course, thanks so much to our scoreboard sponsor, the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll talk more in a moment. Rainford trying to make the corner, tripped up, and this will go for no gain on the first rushing play of the season for Woolsey Wessington, and we'll set him up with a second and... stay right at. In fact, they might have backed it off just a little bit. We'll call that no gain on a second and 10. Rainford trying to make the right end here as Woolsey Wessington back on the offensive side of the football. Here is Richmond from the gun, one wide each side. Rainford out of the backfield. Ayla back to pass, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run it. Cuts it back at the 35, spun around at the 30, and a pickup of 7 yards for Caleb Richmond. He takes the ball to the 30-yard line, 8-7. 8:08 to play, opening quarter, 8-0, Woolsey Wessington on top. Richmond again from the gun. Nope, up and under center. Rainford tailback, a wing left, and a couple of wideouts. It's actually Moshe, and he'll get the pitch near side, trying to make the corner. Nice stiff arm at the 25, and he will pick up the first down as he's down to around the 22-yard line. So the 8-yard gain on the run near side for Moshe Richmond. So Keaton Zomer, the center. Isaiah Sabalier, the guard. Ryder Jensen, a guard. Colin Hughes, Sawyer Nelson, the tight ends. Moshe and Ashton Hill are the wideouts. Caleb Richmond, the quarterback. Peyton Rainford out of the backfield. And again, it looks like Caleb up and under center. Same look. Rainford this time out wide. And Moshe again out of the backfield. They'll fake the pitch. Caleb goes to the opposite side. Wings it. Far sideline. Incomplete. Intended for Ashton Hill.
Right side is incomplete. Number
13. Had him with a little bit of room in the flat there. But Hill couldn't haul it in. And that will set up a... oh, we got another flag on the play. We do not. Second and 10. So Woolsey Wessington, an early 8-0 lead. Richmond again under center. And again, they'll send Rainford out wide left and leave Moshe in the backfield. Left to right is Colin Hughes. And now Rainford in motion left to right. They'll fake the handoff to Rainford, give it off to Moshe, and a whistle will stop play. And I would assume somebody moved early for Woolsey Wessington, but we'll wait for the officials, and that is the case, and that'll mark off 5 against the Warbirds. 7:37 to play, opening quarter, 8-0 Woolsey Wessington. Warbirds, a 52-yard pass play to open the season, to pick up an early lead. They shut down the Red Hawks on their attempt. In fact, had them looking at a 4th-and-32 at one point. Woolsey Wessington working with a shorter field here, got it around their own 30, or got it around the Red Hawks 37, and now a 2nd-and-15 after the penalty, back at the Red Hawk 27. Richmond from the gun. Motion right to left, and another flag. And again, it's motion on Woolsey Wessington. And so that'll set up a 2nd-and-20 back at the 32.
Woolsey Westington sponsors Onward Woolsey Business Association, American Family Insurance of Miller and Huron. Shooters in Woolsey backing up the Warbirds again this season. Thanks so much to all our great sponsors for getting on for another season here at Dakota Sports. Woolsey Westington off to a nice start, an 8-0 lead, but now back-to-back penalties and a 2nd and 20 at the Red Hawk 32. Caleb from the gun, back to pass. Chased out of the pocket. Danson goes for the corner across the 30. 25, cuts it back inside, and he's down to around the 23-yard line or so. He'll pick up around 9 of them. Looks like they'll mark him about 2 yards shy of that original line of scrimmage, and the pickup is 8 for Caleb Richmond. Caleb up and under center. Moshe again out of the backfield. One wide each side is Hill and Rainford. And the officials now will step in before the play. And I think they're just trying to get somebody set. Oh, they got Rainford with a slight equipment problem. They'll fix the pad and be ready to roll. 7:02 to play opening quarter from Woolsey. Warbirds 8-0, and now a 3rd and 12 on the Red Hawk 24. Richmond under center. Moshe and Rainford have kind of swapped spots here. Peyton will go wide left, and Moshe will come out of the backfield at tailback. Here's Rainford in motion left to right. They fake the handoff to Moshe. It'll be a screen back to him, but no blockers there. Moshe trying to do what he can, but inside the 25-yard line, and that will go for even a short loss, I think. And the officials will stop play. There is a penalty. And it'll be on Woolsey Westington. So a third penalty on this drive for the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. Couple of motion penalties. And now this, we'll see what the call is here. And they're going to pick it up. So a 3rd and 12 for the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. I think that pass did go for just ever so slightly negative yardage. Looks like a 3rd and 13 now. And we will go with Rainford back in the backfield. Caleb from the gun. And it'll be Hill and Moshe, the wideouts. Ready for the snap is Caleb Richmond. Hard count, trying to get somebody to give him 5 yards back. And the whistle will blow, and Woolsey Westington will take a timeout. 6:18 to play quarter number one from Woolsey. Woolsey Westington 8, Esteline Hendricks nothing. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today. Because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back to pass is Richmond on a 4th down. He's got Moshe over the middle, off his hands and incomplete. And Woolsey Westington on the pass attempt will turn the ball back over to Esteline Hendricks. Trying to get you some scoring updates. Again, our scoreboard sponsor, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror, offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, sugaring, eyelash extensions, shampoo sets. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR for an appointment with Lori. Call 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Let's take a quick 30-second break. They're going to take a heat timeout, and we'll come back here and try to get maybe a scorecard here. If nothing else, we'll pass you along the information from tonight. We'll take a quick 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Woolsey here. Woolsey Washington Warbirds, midway point of the opening quarter, 6-11 to play in the first, leading 8-0. They score on the first play of the 2024 campaign, a 52-yard pass. Richmond to Rainford. And Woolsey Westington, Moshe Richmond will take in the two-point conversion. And Warbirds an early 8-0 lead. Teams have now traded possessions. And Esteline Hendricks will get their second look of the night, moving left to right. They'll set up at their own 25-yard line. So again for the Redhawks, Carson Wrights, the quarterback. See Mackinich, see Fenrick, both out of the backfield. They'll line up right now with a single back, and Wrights will go from the gun. One wide right, and now that's a motion man right to left. That's Ethan Axel, and another bad snap is over the head of the quarterback. Mackinich will fall on top of it way back inside the 10-yard line, and that's going to go for early estimate is loss of 17. On the third instance that I've written down of a bad snap here tonight for Esteline Hendricks. And now the Redhawks backed up to about their own 8 or 9 yard line. And that's an early second and long as Wrights lines up to take the snap back inside the 5. He'll have Mackinich to his right. They'll get a little bigger on the line, try to move the ball. Mackinich left side, and nothing there for the Redhawks. Pickup is maybe a yard there, and make it third and around 22. Esteline Hendricks here, backed up for a second time and have had some problems with the snap. And now they're going to have to take another timeout. And I think that's their second timeout of the opening quarter. 4:50 left in the first, 8-0. Woolsey Westington will take a minute on KOKK.
Agent Huron and Miller. I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance, the SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Okay, looks
hi,
like
I am
I'm
Tyson
back
Lee.
On
as
my
a college
screens.
Wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to
I
feel like
now.
I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce manage my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back here as we had a little connection problem. We got everything worked out here except maybe the YouTube feed, but got everything else figured out for now. Wolsey Wessington will go on a 3rd and 11 from the 11, effectively a 3rd and goal. Here's Richmond, the near side, and Richmond met at the 10, but drives his would-be tackler into the 4, and that'll be a pickup of around 7 for Richmond, and we'll set him up again inside the 5, and we'll, however, set him up also on a 4th down.
Here's a 4th and goal for the Warbirds from the 5-yard line.
Wolsey Wessington with Caleb Richmond under center. He'll now go I formation with Moshe, the deep back, on a 4th and goal from the 5. Moshe left side, met inside the 5, and gain of around a yard or two, but not enough to score, and that will turn it back over to Esteline Hendricks. So still 8-0 Wolsey Wessington, down to 27 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, as we'll get the Red Hawk offense back on the field. And halftime coming up, quarter break coming up here momentarily. We'll try to get you maybe some other scores to pass along here. I know 9-man underway tonight. A lot of teams, well, some teams, I guess, we won't have scores from. Tigers won't start till next week. Right. 1st and 10 from the 4. Hand it off to Mackinich. Right side, nothing there, and that'll go for no gain.
Right center run.
Set up a 2nd and 10, and I think they're just going to let the clock run out on the opening quarter, and they will. So after one quarter of football here from Wolsey Wessington 8, Esteline Hendricks nothing. We're back in a minute with the second quarter, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream. Favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your head. For sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey here. A fresh 12 on the board as we get set here for a second quarter of play. Wolsey Wessington here, an 8-0 lead. As we try to get everything lined up here, get you some other scores or see what other teams are even in action. Of course, no 11-man football scheduled for tonight. Well, I guess 11B starts tonight. Mount Vernon Plankton leading McCook Central Montrose 14-8. First quarter just getting ready to close there. Bridgewater Emory Ethan leading Woonsocket and Wessington Springs Sanborn Central 7-6. Couple of scores there brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll see what other scores we can gather up and pass along. Parkston up on Freeman Marion. Freeman Academy 30-8 with 7 minutes to play in the second, as The 2024 season is underway, and here in Woolsey tonight is Woolsey Wessington hosting Esteline Hendricks, leading 8-0 after a quarter. And we'll go here, Esteline Hendricks right to left now after the switching of the ends on a 2nd and 9 from their own 5. Snap in the handoff. And maybe a yard or so for Cooper Fenrick. See if they move the down marker. Looks like it'll be no gain, and we'll make it a 3rd and 9. So Esteline Hendricks, another 3rd down here.
3rd and 9.
Early on in this one, 11.5 to play in the first half, and Warburn struck first. Both defenses here have looked pretty well since, and of course, Woolsey Wessington's D shutting them down on a couple of chances. Here goes Wrights from the gun on a 3rd and 9, and he's sacked. Is that a safety? Doesn't look like it. Looks like he's... Is it a safety? One official made the safety motion, and it is. I'm going to say one official was running in there, and he made the safety motion real quick, and then the officials kind of looked at each other, because I kind of figured 11:04 to play here in the second, a safety for the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds. So that'll make it 10-0 Woolsey Wessington. And with 11:04 to play here in the first half, they will also get the football back. And boy, not the start to this season that Carson Wrights and Esteline Hendricks had in mind here, as this Woolsey Wessington defense has just kind of pushed them around through the opening quarter and the first minute here into the second. 11:04 to play in the second, and Woolsey Wessington, of course, will get it back on the free kick here. Thanks again to the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us our scoreboard updates. I'll pass along some more scores here as we get closer to and into the halftime break. Esteline Hendricks set to free kick it from the 20. And of course, we've seen a couple of kicks tonight from Matt Makinich, and one was kind of high, got caught up, and the other one he put quite a bit of leg into. Get a little bit more room here after a safety. You're not quite rushing so much. You got a little more time to get set up. So seen Makinich do it a little bit under pressure here with a wide open look. Hopefully he can put the foot to it, give the Red Hawks some distance here. And it's high, picked up at the 45, back across the 40. It's Ashton Hill inside the 45, and they will start off in Red Hawk territory to the 42-yard line. So Woolsey Wessington back onto the offensive side. They'll go 1st and 10 from the Red Hawk 42. 10:57 left here in the first half. Woolsey Wessington scored on the first play of the game. Had some penalty problems in the last drive. Had 3 motion penalties go against him. Went for it on a 4th and goal from the 5 and came up short. Now a 1st and 10 from the Red Hawk 42. Caleb will go from the gun with Rainford to his right, and they'll send both receivers to the left. Caleb Richmond back to pass on a 1st and 10. He's flushed out. He sees room. 40, stutter step, 35 to the outside, 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Caleb Richmond.
Into the end zone.
42 yards for the score, and Woolsey Wessington will extend their lead to 16-0. With 10:44 to play here in the second. and will mark Caleb Richmond down for a 42-yard run. So now 16-0. Woolsey Westington a chance to tack on two more with 10:44 to play here in the first half. They will line up for the two-point conversion. Richmond from the gun, Rainford to his left. Moshe right, Ashton Hill left. Caleb from the gun, Warbirds lead 16-0. Back to pass, flips it over the middle, caught for two. Colin Hughes on the catch, Warbirds 18, Red Hawks nothing. We're back to Woolsey in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquids are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source. Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Hofer and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at huronregional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 18-0. Woolsey Westington pulls ahead. Scores brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Arlington beat Sunshine Bible today 14-0. Iroquois Lake Preston leading Wilmot 20-14. 9 minutes to play in the second quarter of that one. Corsica Stickney blanking Hitchcock Tulare 16-0. 5 minutes left in the second there. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Scoreboard here, Warbirds lead 18-0. A bullet kick is off the hands of a Red Hawk back around the 30. Just kind of a line drive. Red Hawks is going to jump on that one, and we'll see where they mark them off to start off another drive here. So, see if we can see any more area teams. Howard leading All Sister Hudson 6-0, 11 minutes to play in the second. Good hands by Miller. Kimball Whitelake leading DeSmet 7-0, 5 minutes to play in the second. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Esteline Hendricks down now 18-0. They'll go first and 10, their own 31. Wrights from the gun, man to his left, wing left, and two receivers right. They'll fake the handoff, and Wrights will take it himself, left side, head down, and he'll pick up a few. They will mark him down for four and make it second and six. Minus a 5-yard run earlier by Wrights, the longest positive yardage today for Esteline Hendricks. Other, I guess they did have a 6-yard pass play. Haven't thrown the ball very much tonight, and 10-10 to play first half, trailing 18-0. We'll see if it doesn't figure in. They'll go two wide again, this time to the left side. Lone man in the backfield, and I think they're just, I don't know if they're just waiting for the count off there, but Wrights slow to snap. He'll take it himself, and he'll have a first down. He's across the 40 and down to the 45. Pickup of 10 for Wrights, and that's what Esteline Hendricks needed here. They needed to get a little something going, and it's important to get it going now. 9:50 to play here in the second. You're down on the road 18-0. They will get the ball after halftime, so another important point here is the Red Hawks get the first down is to important for them to score here. If not on this drive, definitely before halftime, and you can't let the Warbirds put up another. 9.5 to play first half, 18-0 Woolsey Westington, a first and 10, another high snap. Wright's able to haul it in, but it slows him down a little bit. He will get away from the first tackler, and he's across midfield to the 49. He'll pick up about 5.5. And we'll get him across midfield as the Red Hawks now into Warbird territory. So So 9 minutes here left to play in the half. Wolsey Westington, a couple of touchdowns, a couple of ways, rushing, one passing. And a safety here in the season opener. Rights again from the gun, same look, two receivers left, a wing right. Little man in the backfield, I think, is Fenrick. High snap again, this time Fenrick to run. Near side, he breaks through, inside the 45 and down to the 40. Pickup is about 9, and that was actually number 4. That's Regan Schwartz. So that'll go for around 8, and we'll move the sticks again for Esteline Hendricks. Regan Schwartz, a sophomore. Rights again from the gun. Again, they'll go two receivers left, a wing right, lone man in the backfield. First and 10, Warbird 40. Run up the middle is another pretty good gain for Cooper Fenrick. So Esteline Hendricks starting to wear that defensive front down a little bit here for Wolsey Westington. They'll pick up 5 or so on the run, and we'll set them up on a second and about 5 more. 7:45 left, plenty of time to play first half. 18-0, Wolsey Westington in the lead. Same look, two receivers left. Lone man in the backfield and a wing right to block. His rights, again, is taking every available second they have. Of course, you're not racing the clock at this point, but Wrights escapes the first would-be tackler and back to the first, or to the down marker. I guess he did dive ahead, picks up a yard or maybe 2. Call it a 2-yard gain, and now a 3rd and around 3. Clock winding, 7:05 left in the second quarter. Wolsey Westington pitching the shutout thus far, 18-0. Esteline Hendricks trying to put one on the board. 3rd and a long 2 from the Warbird 33. Rights from the gun. Same look, this time a wing left. 2 receivers left. Fenrick in the backfield. Fenrick will fake the handoff. Rights try to take it himself, and nothing there. In fact, a short loss on the quarterback, Carson Wrights. Loss is about 3. On what I guess is technically a sack there by Zomer, although I think that was a running play. So now a 4th and 5 for the Red Hawks. They have worked the ball down to the 35. Well, they had it down to about the 32 or 33, but lost a few there. So now a 4th and 5 for Esteline Hendricks. Midway point in the second quarter. Warbirds lead 8-0. Rights from the gun, wing left, 2 receivers left. Fenrick lone man in the backfield. Snap to Wrights, fakes the handoff. No, he did give it to Fenrick. And Fenrick will gain about a yard, but it won't be enough. So the Warbirds will get it back on downs. We'll set up around their own 34, and now we'll have, is this the official timeout? It is. 5:49 left, quarter number 2, 18-0 Warbirds. Wolsey Westington will get the ball back when we come back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Graf Electric of Wolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work in Wolsey and the surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out Graf Electric at grafelectricsd.com. Graf Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. call Jay at 353-5366. Graff Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 5:49 left in the first half. Warbirds extend their shutout. Set on a first and 10 now, their own 34. Caleb Richmond under center. They'll pitch it to Moshe. Moshe trying to make the corner on the far side. It does. Lunges out of bounds around the 40. Pickup is 5 for Moshe Richmond. Well, mostly positive for Woolsey Wessington tonight. Runs of 0, 7, 8, 8, 12, 3, 1 negative, then 7, 2, 42 on the touchdown, and 5 more here. Make it a 2nd and 5 at their own 40. 5:40 to play here in the first half. Warbirds will kick it away after halftime.
2nd and 5. Ball in the
fourth. Caleb Richmond here ready from the gun. Rainford will run out to the slot, and Moshe will rotate into the backfield to fake the handoff, and Caleb back to pass. Got a man over the middle and nearly intercepted by number 9, Wyatt James. Trying to get it out there to Nelson, and they had him if the ball is thrown a little past him, but it was thrown a little bit short, and I got to believe Wyatt James probably would like another one of those at some point in this game if Richmond would be so friendly. Richmond will go from the gun, Rainford to his right, couple of receivers left. 3rd and 5 now, their own 40-yard line. Warbirds an 18-0 lead. The handoff, Rainford left side, first down and then some. Across midfield. Rainford going to pick up 14. And a first down for Woolsey Wessington. Well, the two 10-plus yard runs have been 12 and 14, both for Rainford. Of course, Richmond scores on the longest run of the night, the 42-yard touchdown. Not to be outdone, though. Rainford, the 52-yard touchdown reception to open the game. Woolsey Wessington leading here 18-0. Also squeezed a safety in there and now into Red Hawk territory. 1st and 10 at the Red Hawk 47. Richmond from the gun. Back to pass. Looks left. Flushed out. Coming to the near side of the field. Lofts up a pass. Complete to Hughes inside the 20. 15-10-5 touchdown Warbirds.
Number 9, Colin.
So the 47-yard touchdown for Woolsey Wessington will extend the lead to 24-0, and it will come with 4:54 to play here in the second. So the Hughes touchdown will make it 24. They'll have a chance at 2 more here as they line up for a 2-point conversion. They have been successful on both. One was a Moshe Richmond run. One was a pass Caleb DeCollin Hughes. And now Caleb DeCollin was the touchdown connection. We'll see what they try here for 2. Caleb from the gun. Back to pass. Looking over the middle. Now he's going to run it. Tried to hurdle a guy. Got kind of bounced back. And now he's going to go for the corner. And he will not get in. 4:54 to play first half. 24-0 Woolsey Wessington. We'll go back to the studio for a minute. Back in 60 seconds on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to reduce my pain and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Santel, Egg Takra, Woolsey Wessington School, the City of Woolsey, Cane Creek Outfitters, Buzzin' Coffee, H&S Heating and Cooling, Dakota Environmental Engineering. Best of luck, Warbirds, from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woolsey, set for another Esteline Hendricks possession here as the Redhawks now find themselves behind 24-0. 4:54 to play here in the first half as Peyton Rainford sets to kick it away here left to right. Deep to return, Reagan Schwartz. We've seen a little bit of Schwartz on the offensive side of the football throughout the night. Rainford ready with the run up and the kick left to right. And end over ender going to be taken by Schwartz at the 25, the 30. 35 got a block, tripped up, but he's out to just shy of the 40-yard line. I think they'll mark him at the 39, or excuse me, the 49. Nope, the 39. They'll stretch out the chains and first down marker just shy of midfield with 4:48 to play in the half here. Redhawks do get the ball after halftime, but already down 24-0 here, really. And needing a score here. Carson Wrights will go from the gun. Two receivers left.
First down for the
Redhawks. Out of the backfield. Quick snap. Hand off. Fenrick left side. Gain of two, maybe three. Mark him down around the 42. Second and seven for the Redhawks. 4:24 and counting now here to play in the first half. As again, the Redhawks will get the ball after halftime. So if you score here, score right after the break, you get yourself right back in the driver's seat of this one. Schwartz, the run off left guard. He has spun around after a yard and dropped and set up a third and around six. Moshe on the stop there of Schwartz.
Gain a yard, third and six.
Pick up around a yard here for Schwartz is another third down here for the Redhawks. Set up with a third and six, two receivers to the right. Wrights will go from the gun. Third and six for their own 43. Fenrick, they fake the handoff. Wrights will keep it left side, tripped up at the 45 and a pickup of a couple more. It's gonna bring up a fourth and around four. Sabalier on the stop there for the Woolsey Wessington defense. And now the officials will call the final timeout of the first half here for Esteline Hendricks. 3:07 remaining here in the first half. 24-0 Woolsey Wessington. Will take a minute timeout. 60 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwardson, agent at Volkwardson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking up matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey here as the Redhawks set to punt on a fourth and three. Makinich will kick it with a step from around his own 35. Nice high kick. Rainford's just going to retreat and let the Redhawks down that one. It'll take a little Redhawk hop back to the 22 or so, maybe the 21, and Wolsey-Wessington back on the offensive side for the final 2:57, or at least that's the mark now, 2:57 to play here in the second quarter. Halftime, we'll try to get you a scoreboard passed along, courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll again thank our sponsors. So we didn't really get a chance to start the game with our customary sponsor thank yous. We'll knock them out at halftime. 24-0, Wolsey-Wessington off to a nice start to the 2024 campaign. 24-0 here, score on the first play of the season. And tacked on a few more, even picked up a safety today. Caleb Richmond here from the gun, Moshe in motion right to left, and the flags again, and another motion penalty. That'll be the fourth of the night against Wolsey-Wessington. And that's just one of those game one things. You'll have a few timing penalties. I don't think probably four in the first half is a number that Coach Hayden Hooks is real comfortable with, but again, the season opener, you got a 24-0 lead at home. 2:56 to play here in the first half. Caleb again from the gun. Rainford to his right. One wide each side. Ashton Hill and Moshe Richmond. Caleb on a 1st and 15. Moshe again, same look, in motion right to left. Back to pass is Caleb Richmond. Caleb flushed out, almost sacked, got away. Looking for the far side. Is he going to throw it? He's going to run it across the 15 to around the 20. Looks like he might have got the penalty yardage back, or at least some of it. Moshe wanted to pass his way, as kind of felt he had the inside position on that defensive backfield. Rainford was also to the near side of the field. It'll be a gain of around 2 or 3. And we'll set up around a 2nd and around 12, maybe 13. They'll go from their own 18 on the 2nd long. Caleb from the gun. Quick pass, right side, Moshe on the out, cuts it back in. Can't get away from the first tackler, and the pickup here is about 3, maybe 4 more. Looks like they'll get back inside the original first down, or back to it anyway. Just inside it, we'll call it a pickup of 3, and we'll bring us up to a 3rd and short 10. It's like just inside of the full chain here, as Caleb will go from the gun, and Rainford can't decide which side he's going to be on here. And again, that's just one of those first game things. You'll have some timing issues, you'll have some misreads or misunderstood plays, and here's one of them, as the pass over the middle was kind of a screen setup look, but there was just nobody there, and the incomplete pass will set up 4th and around 10. I got Richmond 5 for 9 for around a buck and a quarter, a couple of touchdowns tonight to start the season. 1:55 to play here in the first half. 24-0. Still a lot of football to be played. Moshe Richmond will back off and punt it away here for the Warbirds, and we'll get another penalty flag. Looks like another motion penalty, the 5th penalty of the half against Wolsey-Wessington. And Moshe back there to punt. On a 4th and 16. Moshe, nice kick. Gonna back Schwartz up. In fact, Schwartz is gonna let it go, and it takes a big Wolsey-Wessington bounce. Could have had it around midfield, but elected to let it go and all the way back to around the 30-yard line. In fact, that's exactly where it is, right on the 30. So Esteline Hendricks will get it back with a minute 44 to play here in the first half. Trailing 24-0, they will take over their own 30-yard line. Trying to pass you along any scores we can find at the break. It's courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll talk a little bit about Lori and Kylie at the half. thank some of our signature sponsors here. Thanks to, of course, all our sponsors for making another season of Dakota Sports possible. Reitzel go from the gun. One wide each side, wing right. Motion man is Axtell, right to left. Back to passes, right. Looking right. Launches over the middle, trying to come back to the ball is his intended receiver, and a flag on the play, and I think we're going to have a pass interference here on Woolsey Wessington. Wyatt James, the intended receiver. They're going to go ahead and mark that there because, again, the pass interference. So that penalty's down at the 46. And the officials will talk this over, but that's going to be penalty against Woolsey Wessington.
First down.
And an automatic first down.
Pass interference call.
So a 15-yard penalty. And then, of course, an automatic first down. So Esteline Hendricks now. First and 10, their own 45, minute 37 to play in the half. Still 24-0 as the Wartburg defense here. Keeping that egg up there for now. Wright's back to pass again over the middle, and again we're going to have pass interference. Rainford draped on Axtell there, and it'll be another 15 and an automatic first down, and they'll have the ball at the Woolsey Wessington 40-yard line. So you can believe that penalties will come up in the halftime conversation for the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds as five motion penalties amounting to 25 yards and now two pass interference for 30 more. Seven flags, 55 yards here against Woolsey Wessington in the first half. Esteline Hendricks first and 10 at the Warbird 40-yard line.
First down.
Clock down to a minute 32 to play here in the half.
On the 40.
As the Redhawks from the Warbird 40-yard line, Wright's again from the gun. Couple of receivers right. Wright's back to pass, flushed out quickly. Screen look to the near side for Schwartz is too far out in front of him and incomplete.
Second and 10.
So a second and 10. We'll stop the clock with a minute 27 to play in the first half. Remember, halftime, pass along the scores, get you the stats, of course, from the first half of this one. I keep the stats in game, so while they are far from official, definitely in the neighborhood. Rights from the gun, two receivers right, lone man in the backfield.
Second down.
Fenrick, back to passes rights. Wright's flushed out, looking long. Pass to the right sideline is incomplete. Axtell, the intended receiver there. And that will set up a third and 10. So the Warbirds back-to-back 15-yard penalties on this possession here for Esteline Hendricks. Moves the Redhawks down to the Warbird 40, but defense standing pat on a couple of plays, and now a third and 10. Wright's from the gun. They'll split now one wide each side. Fenrick lone man in the backfield. Here's Axtell in motion. And they'll give it to him coming across, looking for the near sideline. Actually, that's Schwartz, and Schwartz tiptoeing the sideline at the 30, and now I think we're going to get, so we're going to get a late hit. So they pick up 12 on the run by Schwartz, and then it looks like it'll be another 15 as Schwartz was tiptoeing the sideline, and somebody got him pretty good. And I don't know, maybe they'll pick it up, maybe they won't, I doubt it. And that will be a personal foul against the Warbirds. So a third 15-yard penalty here.
I don't think this one will amount to a full 15, will it? They'll go from the 26, and yeah, I guess it will. Minute 12 to play here in the first half, 24-0 Wolsey Wessington, but Esteline Hendricks on the march all the way down, I think, to the 11 after two pass interference and now a personal foul. Esteline Hendricks ready to get back after what was a Wolsey Wessington timeout. Well, the Redhawks definitely run heavy. 23 offensive plays. I got them down for 20 runs. Had some snapping issues at the beginning of the game. They've settled in nicely there. And now on the backs of these penalties and a couple of nice plays, they are all the way down to the Warbird 13-yard line. First and 10, Esteline Hendricks, a minute 12 to play in the first half. Warbirds shut out thus far, 24-0. Wrights will go from the gun. Same look, Fenrick out of the backfield. A wing right and one wide each side. And now I think a bay of lights went out, and that will stop the game. And we'll see what the issue is with the lights on the near side of the near corner. I guess it just is the one corner, but the lights are out on the near sideline, and we'll take a break. We'll send it back to the studios for 2 minutes here. We'll see if we can get that bay of lights crank back up. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and Signly together. Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. A portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
The Onward Wolsey Business Association supports activities of the Wolsey Wessington School. The Onward Wolsey Business Association includes 281 Travel Center at Roland Wheel Restaurant, American Bank and Trust, Schumacher Repair, McGilvery Heating and Cooling LLC, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, First Stop Insurance, and Engerbretson's Just One More. Best of luck to the Warbirds from the Onward Wolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwardson, agent at Volkwardson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family agent here on a Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs.
Insurance company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back here to Wolsey, as we said at the opening part of the broadcast, that you know, you'll have your gremlins here early season, some different things. We'll see. Some things won't go your way all the time, and it looks like Wolsey Wessington experiencing a little bit of that as well, is now a bay of one of their four bays of lights on the near end as they were kind of marching towards that end. And I wonder if they won't just send them to the other end and get this quarter done and work on it over halftime. There's a minute 12 to play here in the first half, and Esteline Hendricks kind of huddling up. Maybe they're going to get them back out there here and, like I said, at least get the half taken care of. And it's not real dark yet. Of course, it will only progressively get darker here. A minute 12 left here in the first half, 24-0, Wolsey Wessington in the lead. Esteline Hendricks does get the ball back after halftime, and they are marching here. Of course, part of that, thanks to Wolsey Wessington's giving up some penalties, two pass interference penalties and a personal foul, a late hit. And I think maybe they're just going to play this half out and then continue to work on it here. So Esteline Hendricks back at it here. They'll go first and 10 from the Wolsey Wessington 13-yard line. It'll be Wrights from the gun. Fenrick in the backfield with him. One wide each side and a wing right. Here is Axtell in motion. They'll fake the handoff. Back to pass is Wrights. Tried to dump it off to Axtell, but Axtell was there to block and was not expecting that. And, of course, that was due to Wolsey Wessington's pass rush. And that'll bring us to second and tall. There's a flag on the play. And it'll be a hold against Esteline Hendricks. So for the Redhawks, it'll be their third penalty of the half. Three penalties, 25 yards for Esteline Hendricks. Wolsey Wessington, 8 penalties for 65 yards. No, 70 yards. So the Redhawks here backed up after the hold to now a first and 20 at the Warbird 23. Minute 10 to play here in the first half. Wrights again will go from the gun. Two receivers left and a wing left. Heavy to the near side. Schwartz now in the backfield. Wrights will fake the handoff and take it near side, but Moshe came around the end and spun him around and sacked. That'll go for a loss of about 2, maybe 3. And we'll make it second and long, about 23 yards. Clock winding, 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Second and 20, or second and 20 plus, actually. Second and 23 or so here. His Wrights is back to pass, launches right side. He's got a man around the goal line. Did he make the catch? He made the catch for the touchdown. Unbelievable. From the 26-yard line, it's James, and they just threw it up there, and James went up and got it. So the first score of the night for Esteline Hendricks will come with 13 seconds to play in the first half. It'll be the 26-yard pass, Wrights. To James, and now they will set up here for the two-point conversion. Wrights from the gun, back to pass, looking for two, lobs it again over the middle, again it's caught, and we got a flag on that play. And did he catch it anyway? And the reception is good, I think. Looks like James gets the two and a penalty. Pass interference against the Warbirds. And it'll be a two-point conversion. Good. So with 13 seconds to play first half, 24-8, Wolsey Wessington on top. We're back in 30. A 30-second timeout on KOKK. Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota. Sports.
And welcome back to Woolsey. As Esteline Hendricks puts one on the board here before the break, they will also get the football back after halftime as Woolsey Westington jumping out to a 24-8 lead, but Esteline Hendricks again the score here, and they will get the ball after the halftime break. So things lining up nicely here, or at least better than the game's opening minutes here for Esteline Hendricks, as Mackinich ready to kick it away right to left. He'll kick it from the 40-yard line of the Woolsey Westington, or excuse me, his own 40. Of course, kickoff after the score is Woolsey Westington deep to return here. And again, there looks like they're still working on that bay of lights, and I'm sure at halftime they'll dig into that a little more. I don't think it's back on yet. Try a squibber to the near side, and Woolsey Westington able to fall on top of it back around the 32 or 33-yard line. And that's where they'll take over for a play or two, just a couple of plays left here in the first half with 12 seconds to play until halftime. Woolsey Westington will take over here first and 10 at their own, looks like about the 34-yard line. So we'll see what the Warbirds can come up with here before the break, as they have given up the first score of the game to Esteline Hendricks, now leading 24-8. Moving left to right, here's Caleb Richmond from the gun. Rainford out of the backfield, one wide each side. First and 10, their own 34. Moshe in motion. They'll swing the pass to Moshe on the far side. Nice block, as Moshe is out of bounds after a gain of around six or so. And we'll see where they mark him. That's a gain of around six. We'll set up a second and four, and we'll stop the clock at 6 seconds to play here in the first half, as he did get out of bounds. 24-8, Woolsey Westington's lead at a couple of scores here, although they got two of those points on the safety. Three touchdowns, two two-point conversions, and a safety. Esteline Hendricks just recently here scored their first time, and touchdown and a two. So Warbirds on a second and four from their own 40. Caleb from the gun, back to pass, and heave one towards the end zone, flushed out, and swings it ahead to Hughes at the 45. Escapes a tackle. He's inside the 50 and tackled down at the 45-yard line. And it'll be a gain of around 15, but it's going to end the first half here as Woolsey Westington will take a 24-8 lead into the halftime locker room. We'll take a three-minute timeout, come back with the numbers from the first half, and pass you along a scorecard here. Halftime in Woolsey, 24-8. Woolsey Westington leading Esteline Hendricks. Back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best price, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet. Call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot so that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
This is Dakota.